My mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. What is the purpose of the church? What are we here for? This is not a new question, but it's a question that we know has taken on a new urgency in recent years. In our largely post-Christian society, the nature and purpose of the church can be a mystery. People on the outside often don't understand what we're all about, aside of doing a few good things and providing a nice place to have a wedding. And those on the inside can be equally mystified. What is the purpose of the church? Well, the God who shines light into the darkness has not left us alone to wonder about this. In today's reading from Ephesians, St. Paul gives us a staggering answer to this question. What is the purpose of the church? To educate the angels about the wisdom of God. Is that a surprising answer? It's certainly not a usual one. If and when the church thinks about our mission at all, we tend to come up with things like to worship God, to serve the poor, to grow in faith. And at our assessment meetings this past fall, we came up with two core purposes for St. Thomas's. One, to be a true community of Christian faith, and two, to worship and to spread the love of God and God's word. Now, all of those purposes are great. They don't need to be replaced. But today, on the Feast of Epiphany, on this celebration of God's revelation of his Son to the whole world, St. Paul raises our sights even higher than these good purposes. What are we, God's church, here for? Listen again carefully to what St. Paul says. Listen carefully, because it's not easy stuff. He says, although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. The rulers and authority in the heavenly places means the various orders of angels. Some believe it also means, secondarily, the powers of evil. The angels would see the manifestation of God's wisdom to their delight, the demons to their shame. But the wonder here is that Paul says all this happens through the church. Through the church, the heavenly beings will see the wisdom of God in its rich variety. I've never seen that on any parish mission statement, have you? And yet, there it is. Well, before we get too big-headed about this, let's understand that it is God's wisdom, not our own, that the angels will see. Writer Mark Willis says it better than I could. He wrote this: "The church manifests the wisdom of God in the same manner as a beautiful painting manifests the skill of a painter. A bridge displays the skills of an architect, and a beautiful song displays the skills of its lyrist and musicians. When the angels see what God has accomplished in the church, they see the manifold wisdom of God." Isn't that amazing? I think in the church today, particularly the Western mainline church, can suffer from low self-esteem. Now, we come by some of this honestly. The church, as it always has been and always will be, has some cleaning up to do. And we, like Bethlehem, are marked in some ways by smallness and humility. It was quite a sight at our Friday service, I have to say, when I preached this message about God's glory in the church to a congregation of four little old ladies. We are small, but we are so important to God. God has chosen through the church to let the whole created order in heaven and on earth know that he has visited us in Jesus Christ. This, the coming of God's Son to all nations and all peoples, is the mystery St. Paul is talking about when he talks about the wisdom of God. He has broken down the dividing wall between Jew and Gentile, men and women, slave and free. Christ has come for all people. Our gospel reading, the familiar and beautiful story of the Magi and the newborn king, is just one small snapshot of God's great revelation. The Magi are Gentiles, representing the nations of the world, and Christ is shown to them. They remind us that even without the mediation of the church, those who seek God find him. Although know that the star only got them part way, they had to look to the word of God too to find Bethlehem. But this sign in the Magi is just the beginning, because now St. Paul writes in Ephesians that it is through the church, of all things through the church, that God has chosen to reveal his plan for the world and to show his wisdom and glory to the angels. It's not a bad thought for a new year, right? It's not too small a vision as we get ready for our annual meeting later this month. God's dream for us is so much bigger than anything we could dream for ourselves. John Piper, an American Baptist pastor, said this. He's talking about the states, of course. He says, "The United States of America compares to the Church of Jesus Christ like a speck of dust compares to the sun. And the drama of international relations compares to the mission of the church like a kindergarten joke compares to King Lear." Isn't that great? As the church, we fail, we get lost. And again, it is God's wisdom, not ours, that the church will reveal. But we do matter. And whatever plans we come up with, whatever programs and ideas we offer in 2013, I believe we must first choose to take God at his word about this, that we matter. The church is so often weak. Bethlehem was such a small place. St. Paul was the least of all the apostles. But from all these, God has brought and will bring glory to himself. God has us in his sights. This year, may our epiphany, our revelation, be the fact that the church, both big C and little C, from the cathedrals of Europe to our little St. Thomas's Bracebridge, matters to God. And may this realization not only surprise and encourage us, but transform us, as all proper epiphanies do, for the good of the world, the glory of God, and even the education of angels. Amen.